To bring awareness to the global migrant crisis, a theater project is using a different kind of stage and a puppet of a young Syrian girl to stand in for millions of refugees. Now she has come to the U.S. amid an annual gathering of the world's leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. Jeffrey Brown has the story for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
A 10-year-old girl alone in the world arrives in a new country. She falters, unsure where to turn. She's called Little Amal, though at 12 feet tall, she's hardly small in stature. And at JFK Airport in New York last week, she was greeted by the musicians and children's chorus of the Metropolitan Opera. Now again, she has her own role to play, walking through a city, attracting attention, stopping to greet other children, as a symbol of the world's refugee crisis. Amir Nizar Zouabi is artistic director of The Walk Productions.
I can tell you that on a personal level, the first time I walked with her down a street, I felt something very deep.
Which was what?
Which was, hope is not a cliche, and empathy, albeit not such a fashionable word, is very important in today's world.
Hello, Amal.
Handshake.
Is she shy?
She can be very shy when she meets somebody for the first time.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome to New York.
We got a behind-the-scenes look at Amal and the international team working with her at St. Anne's Warehouse, a performing arts institution in Brooklyn. New York is just the latest stop of an astounding journey, an artistic idea that grew out of the real-life experiences of migrants from the Middle East and Africa living in a camp in Calais, France, with an uncertain future, turned into a theater project called The Jungle. And finally, the character of Little Amal, a Syrian girl who fled her war-torn home and made a 5,000-mile journey from the Syrian-Turkish border through Europe to Britain in search of her mother. She was usually greeted warmly, including by the Pope. But as in real life, she was at times caught up in the anti-immigrant politics of our era. For Zouabi, a veteran Palestinian theater director, Amal is also an embodiment of the power of art.
For me, this is the act of theater. The first ingredient in it is you need to have something important to say, or else why should I come and spend an hour of my life? I think she has something important to say. She doesn't say it in words, but maybe that's the idea, that she doesn't need to speak because we can listen to somebody who isn't speaking as well, and then our words matter.
If you lift and drop the handle.
Amal is the creation of Handspring Puppet Company, a South African performance and design group. Greg Leo, senior puppeteer for the project, explained the mechanics, a three-person team that operates Amal's movements.
The puppeteers are visible, so they are part of the expression,
including one puppeteer inside on stilts, controlling her breathing and facial expressions, a shy smile, even eye rolling.
We spend a lot of time trying to access those emotional states and find out what we need to do to get that to read to an audience.
Leo and many other members of the team have been with Amal the entire journey, now in New York.
New York is an insane city for a little 9-year-old.
Yeah.
How much does she know about New York?
Not very much.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to find out.
She'll have a busy 17-day schedule, more than 50 events in diverse neighborhoods of every borough, including Jamaica, Queens, Coney Island, Times Square, often coordinated with local community groups.
When I think about my own story of growing up in Colombia and being displaced by violence, it's an incredibly personal story for me.
You connected right away.
That's right.
Colombian-born Yasmani Arboleda, who serves as the first people's artist of New York City's Civic Engagement Commission, helped coordinate Amal's schedule and imagine her potential impact.
Immediately when they asked the question, what would a little Syrian girl do when she comes to New York? I immediately thought, gosh, I know that most people who I know aren't coming from Syria, but they're coming from Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico, Honduras. So it was really important to make the bridge into migration and immigrants in general, right? Like all of the different things that displace us as humans in the world.
Of course, just as with her earlier walk in Europe, little Amal steps into an extremely contentious issue here. Even as she arrived in New York, news stories showed busloads of migrants from the Mexican border also arriving, sent north by Texas and Arizona officials, part of our own divided politics. For artistic director Amir Nizar Zouabi, this again is what makes the project so powerful.
And I said it from the beginning. They said, do you think it will change anything? And I went, I don't know. If it changes two people across 8,000 kilometers, it's worth doing. It's worth walking. I hope, I think, I know we affected more than two people. But you know what? One of the most beautiful sayings in the old Bible is, if you know, "Amatzil nefesh adam, matzil olam umlo." This is in Hebrew. If you save one soul, you have saved the world entire. And I don't think we're saving anyone, but we're opening eyes and we're tugging the strings of the heart for people.
Little Amal will be in New York through October 2nd, and her creators hope to bring her to other parts of the country next year. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Brooklyn.
And what a beautiful story.